Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases. This is the first diagram which can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, I suggest you print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on Earth intentionally is the critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of their master template of how they have created this hell makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away and hide, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying their lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important because it prevents people from taking action. It is not the truth that will set us free. It is acting on the truth. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And I strongly suggest that you check things out for yourself. As I always say, don't believe anything I or anybody else says. You have to check things out for yourself because we've been lied to about everything. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Recent show archives are posted on the station site, OrionTalkRadio.com, as well as for the past few years at TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. Please also support this network by donating on the homepage and especially buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station as you walk around Zombieland. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free, thanks again to Ron, at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show. Very important, callers need to mute their phones while speaking to be while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever is speaking. I also have a show out of the UK on Sundays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time at thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. The site and calling numbers for that show are also posted on my page on thelightofdayradioshow.com. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms, especially the weaponized rabies virus being created by mad scientists and released on the public, in my opinion, is purchase a Silver Lungs Colloidal Silver Generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is World War Z. And I do not have a guest today. I wanted to make sure that everything was working. If you remember last week, I was not able to get on the remote site so that I could even see if callers were calling in. Luckily, the station manager was there and brought me on in the beginning. But it seems like everything is working. So I'm going to talk about some more zombie information and a couple other news updates. And if any of you want to add your comments or questions to the show, that would be great, because I really don't like to just listen to myself for the entire time. I'm very happy to mention I will be a guest on another show on Orion Talk Radio tomorrow night from 11 p.m. Sunday to 1 a.m. Monday. The show is End the Lie Radio. The site is www.endthelie.com. So that's going to be a very good opportunity to give my information to another audience. And please tune in if you can. I'll be very tired. That's kind of late for me, but I'm doing a lot of shows now in regards to this whole zombie information situation to get people to face the reality that this is being created. I mean, it's so self-evident now. It's not even, you know, questionable in my mind. And to also realize that they can protect themselves with silver. Now, in terms of the zombies that are going to approach you, that's another issue. And as we've been hearing, there's all kinds of places, especially different military gun suppliers and ammo suppliers that are selling special ammunition and guns to kill zombies. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So before I start getting into some more of that information, I want to just make one announcement, which is disturbing, but this, just to show you how brain-dead people are. I get calls oftentimes from people. They want to get a consult. It takes me many, many hours to do consults, and I do everything. I address everything. And, of course, people freak out because they, you know, have to face the fact that their insurance doesn't cover anything that works, and that's why insurance was created. But I was not surprised, unfortunately, to find out recently that even though my two parents were both killed by the white coats within the last 2 years, you see, it's really amazing, they didn't listen to me either. And now I find out that my younger sister is dying of breast cancer. Even though I told her mammograms cause breast cancer, she continued to get mammograms and then came down with breast cancer. And, of course, didn't listen to anything I had to say, got the chemo and radiation, and now she's basically, you know, ready to die. And so I just want to let you all know that, you know, even my family doesn't listen to me. And I don't waste time on people that don't listen because they're basically brain dead. And if they will not check things out for themselves, if they will not investigate the different side effects of chemo, radiation, and things of that nature, they're going to die. And that's the way it is. And the whole idea of people saying, well, you know, I pay $25,000 a year for health insurance. I can't afford to get a consult and pay for natural therapies myself. Well, you see, why are you paying $25,000 a year for health insurance? Because everything it covers is going to make you sick and die. So that's one of the main things that people have to realize. I myself have not had insurance for over 15 years. I do my own stuff. I don't get mammograms. I don't get colonoscopies. I don't go near a white coat or a hospital because I know that that's where the trouble lies. And so that's what I hope all of you will start to realize. You need to educate yourself. You need to find out what the dangerous things are that all of our corrupt agencies are allowing us to be exposed to, fluoride, aspartame, pesticides, vaccines, heavy metals, the list is endless. That's why, as I always say, I'll never run out of answers to the question, what's ailing America? Because there is a never-ending answer to that question. And until we take charge and say we're not going to pay for our own destruction anymore, this crap is going to continue. So I just want to, like, you know, let all of you know, because I know people get frustrated, their loved ones won't listen. If they won't listen, you got to let them go. That's just the way it is, and it's very sad. But, you know, please don't expect me to talk people into things. You know, don't have them call me so that I can convince them that natural is better. Because if they don't have that realization themselves from checking things out, it's probably not going to work. And, you know, I'm sorry about my sister, but like I said, she wouldn't listen. And it's just amazing as the people in my own family are being nicked off one at a time. Soon there will be no one left, just me. Okay, let me just mention a couple news updates before I get into some more zombie information. There was an article today in my local paper, CharlotteObserver.com, on page 5A, June 16th. The title is Manhattan Project Sites Could Become New National Park. Near Disney. Okay, we're back after, and we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is World War Z. World War Z, of course, being a new movie that's coming out with Brad Pitt about zombies. Isn't it amazing? All this zombie stuff that must have started to be created like years ago, especially a movie to be written and then shot and now ready for release, I think, this weekend. Perfect timing, as all these zombie situations are occurring, which, of course, are not zombies. They're not the living dead coming back to life. They are cannibals being created with tweaked rabies virus and perhaps other things as well, in my opinion, from my many years of research. But apparently you don't have to have rabies to be pretty much brain dead. As I was saying before the break, the Congress, in particular Senator Jeff Bingaman, a Democrat from New Mexico, introduced legislation this past week to create the Manhattan Project National Park, a nuclear Disneyland, said Tom Clements, Nonproliferation Policy Director of the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability. And he is concerned that those that have profited off nuclear weapons would likely have a disproportionate say in the park's development and could turn it into some kind of nuclear Disneyland. The bill will designate sites at Los Alamos, New Mexico, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and Hanford, Washington as the Manhattan Project National Historical Park. The idea of a Manhattan Project National Historical Park has been discussed for more than a decade. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar last year endorsed the idea, calling the Manhattan Project one of the most transformative events in our nation's history. Now, of course, it is one of the main parts of our history that has led us to this hell on earth we now live in, where we have a nuclear reactor in Fukushima, Japan, obviously melting down more and more all the time. Just on the news again today, they had pictures of the coastline. I don't know if it was Alaska or California, but someplace on the West Coast, you know, tons and tons of debris are washing up on shore from Japan. No mention if they're radioactive, which I don't see how they can't be. But anyways, they're washing up on shore. We're not hearing about the massive amounts of radiation that are in the water, in the sea. Pretty much everything in the sea is radioactive at this point. Of course, in the air, we're getting drifts coming over. And this is very serious. You know, radiation causes cancer, which is why I'm always amazed when people like my sister go and get radiation because they have cancer. Can't make this stuff up. But the idea of making a national park to celebrate the Manhattan Project, this proves that the psychopaths are controlling our entire government. Of course, they don't mention how many millions of dollars it will cost to create such a national park. This is very similar to how they worship war. We have all these war memorials. You know, it's amazing. Soldiers are willing to give their life as long as, you know, some piece of granite has their name carved into it so that their loved ones can go and, you know, touch it on the anniversary of whatever disaster. It is so insane. you just can't even imagine the brain dead population that we're entrenched with here on planet Earth. But I just wanted to let you know of this new and latest insane idea. I mean, what kind of things would they have at the national park? Could you take some kind of a ride, you know, through different lifelike animations of how they dropped bombs on Japan and just basically vaporized the people there? And all of the mad scientists who created this horror? I don't think that's something that anybody that has a conscience would want to go frequent. But I'm sure the psychopaths would love to go and, you know, worship this wonderful invention that has certainly been one of the darkest things that's happened on this planet. Also in today's paper, June 16th, CharlotteObserver.com on page 7A, there's an article entitled FCC Considers Cell Phone Raise Study. The Federal Communications Commission is seeking to study whether it needs better guidelines to protect people from cell phone radiation, a question it hasn't posed in 15 years. 15 years, people. Now, this is another perfect example. There is something called the precautionary principle. The precautionary principle is a principle that scientists with a conscience actually use. And what this means is that you err on the side of caution. Before you release something into the environment, into the food supply, inject it into humans or pets or whatever the case may be, you make sure it's safe. But in our insane world, where the criminals in the District of Criminals and all of their agencies actually have the reverse, they have developed a situation called plausible deniability. After whatever they're doing to the population makes them sick or kills them, they come up with some excuse to distract it, to look over there, look over there. And we've seen this especially with the vaccine situation, although I do have a tiny bit of good news to report on that front after I get done discussing this. But it's happened over and over again. This is also true for the thousands and thousands of chemicals that have been released into the environment. The scientists that come up with this crap, they don't have to prove it's safe. They've done studies. They've gone up to the South Pole, North Pole. They've done studies on polar bears, for example, and found that they have thousands of chemicals that are stored in the fat on their body because this stuff seeps everywhere. Once it's released into the environment, it goes all over the place. And of course, as I said, they don't have to prove that it's safe before they release it. Instead, once it's released and it causes damage, the people have to prove that it caused damage. Now, of course, this is almost impossible. You would have to have a bunch of plaintiffs come together. Of course, you would have to hire a legal land shark, because if you have a case that involves multiple plaintiffs, you're not allowed to do it pro se or sui juris or whatever you want to say, you know, the people representing themselves. Once you have a class action suit, it must be represented by an attorney who, of course, can be bought off, sell you out, and you lose anyways. But you would have to bring a group of people together to basically make the claim that what the mad scientists were doing was dangerous. And, of course, they have this plausible deniability thing going. And we've seen this, you know, so well displayed in the vaccination-induced disease section. All of these individuals who say that, you know, vaccines are safe and effective. It doesn't matter how much evidence comes out to prove that that is one of the biggest lies, excuse me, that's ever been told. But I just thought it was hilarious that after 15 years of not even considering this question of whether or not cell phones are safe, the FCC is seeking to study whether it needs better guidelines to protect people. Since when have they been interested in protecting people? And it's really funny it already goes to show you that this is pretty much a done deal, because in the article they also state, before the FCC can even examine the question, the agency must get permission from its five commissioners. And one of its spokespeople, Tammy Sun, said in a statement that they are confident that, as set, the emissions guidelines for devices pose no risk to consumers. So if they're confident that the guidelines are already, you know, just fine, where did this idea of, you know, potentially challenging the guidelines come from to begin with? That we do not know. But the FCC's proposed inquiry.
Radiation fallout forecast for Friday, June 15, 2012, in Canada. Radar imagery from Environment Canada shows scattered rain with tropospheric involvement for the following Canadian cities: Edmonton, Calgary, Regina, Sudbury, and Ottawa. All rainfall occurring along the southern provinces should be treated as having high potential for fallout, which crowdsourced radiation readings confirmed last night in BC. In the U.S., several regions in the U.S. are showing light rain on IntelliCast radar. The troposphere places the following states at highest risk for fallout over the weekend: Alaska, North Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Upper and Lower Peninsula of Michigan. The current rainfall in the far south and Florida should also be avoided for core exit rainout. In Europe, radar imagery from EMUSTAT shows a swirling low-pressure system centered over the UK, touching into France, the Netherlands, Belgium, and northern Germany. Lower portions of Scandinavia are also at risk. There's also some risk for southern Italy and Greece. Weather monitors can be found at Meteo France for updates over the weekend, and pay close attention to the water vapor bands from this system. The models that are used to determine the effects of radiation on health always concentrate on cancer and leukemia, but we know from Chernobyl that radiation causes a number of diseases, and one of the diseases is heart disease, especially in children. Children contaminated from only 20 to 30 becquerels of cesium, which is not very high, were found to have heart disease in Chernobyl. The heart of a child contains 3 billion muscle cells, which only grow slightly during their life. The heart is an extraordinary organ and every day pumps 7,000 liters of blood through the body. But these cells are non-replaceable, and if a number of cells are damaged, as little as 1%, 25% of heart muscle can be lost. Recent data shows a sharp increase in the number of cardiac events in athletes and racehorses. Both are exercising outdoors. The website of KI4U is also offering free radiation testing on your home, car, or vacuum filters. Please visit their website or FukushimaFacts.com for details. We need to protect each other. Please share love, caring, and concern for your fellow humans. This message has been brought to you by Radchik and the Orion Talk Radio Network. We care about you because your government doesn't. Stay safe.
Okay, folks, I don't get any music to let me know that that's coming, but that was a very good one today. And basically, after hearing that, you're going to want to hunker down in your house and not even going outside. And yes, obviously, what Red Chick said is true, that if you're going to exercise outside and be taking deep breaths of the atmosphere, which is full of radiation of all types, it's going to be a problem for your health. But as I've said many times, you can actually detox radiation. There are homeopathic remedies to do so. There's also an excellent company that I've mentioned many times. They sell the best iodine supplement that I know of. I have no financial ties to them whatsoever, but I take it every day myself. It's called Magnascent, M-A-G-N-A-S-C-E-N-T, Magnascent.com. You can order some, and that will protect your thyroid gland. And in my opinion, everybody should be taking that at this point, including your pets. It will not detox the radiation. Homeopathy does that, and I do consults to teach people how to do those things, but getting some magnesium iodine supplement, that's the best one that I know of, and I would strongly suggest that you do so. And, you know, just as she said, we're not hearing this information from, you know, the mainstream media. Occasionally, they'll bring up Fukushima. Now they're only bringing it up in terms of all of the refuse washing on shore after the tsunami, which was obviously caused by an earthquake, which was obviously caused by either HAARP or some people are saying it could have been nuclear devices planted in the ocean. For political purposes, who knows, doesn't matter. Basically, everything that's happening is being done on purpose. And this is what we have to realize. And certainly we have to avoid any kind of radiation that we can possibly avoid. And cell phones are a very important source of radiation. As I was talking about this article from today in the Charlotte Observer, FCC considers cell phone ray study after 15 years of doing nothing. They also mention in this article that a separate February 2011 study by researchers at the National Institute of Health found that 50 minutes of cell phone use altered activity in the part of the brain closest to where the device antennas were located. But yet, the FCC spokeswoman said, "We are confident that it set the emissions guidelines for devices pose no risk to consumers." When did these agencies ever admit that something is bad? It gets into this whole plausible deniability thing, which drives me crazy. And, of course, at the end of the article, they say that the wireless industry welcomes an initial inquiry of radiation limits, saying it is confident that the FCC will find no changes need to be made. Because I'm sure that the wireless industry has people that have gravitated to the FCC, just like we have the revolving door between Big Pharma and the FDA and all of the other agencies, you know, revolving doors. They'll make sure that a study comes out that says that no changes need to be made. But it's also very interesting, I've noticed on television recently, there's a commercial for people that are on welfare, Medicaid, Medicare, you know, different low-income groups. They're now allowed or basically being told that they can get a free cell phone with X number of minutes per month. I forget how many minutes per month. No charge. As long as you're in a certain category of income, you can get one of these cell phones. And immediately, of course, me being a conspiracy realist, I thought to myself, I wonder what's so special about those cell phones. No doubt that they're probably emitting vast quantities of radiation to the brain, and that this will be another way that they'll get these people off the dole. Basically by making sure that they have something that's going to cause them even more problem. Okay. Getting a message here. Okay. A little bit of good news. I just wanted to mention that somebody sent me an article published on Mail Online, and the website is dailymail.co.uk. I'm sure we'll never hear about this here in the States. The title is MMR, A Mother's Victory. The vast majority of doctors say there is no link between the triple jab and autism, but could an Italian court case reignite this controversial debate? As it turns out, there is a judge in Italy, and I'm always shocked and just fascinated when there comes, you know, a court declaration, which is in line with justice, where the judge apparently is not a Mason and has not been bought out. And this is one of those cases. And this was just published on June 15th. And it talks about a child, Valentino Boca, who at 9 years old was just bright as a button, as they say. And he was never the same child after he was taken to his local public health clinic for a routine childhood vaccination. After getting the MMR, he developed autism, and in a landmark case, a judge has ruled that this devastating disability was provoked by the inoculation against MMR. Now, I love that they use the word inoculation instead of vaccination, because as I always say, these are not vaccinations, they are inoculations. But it shouldn't be inoculation against MMR, it should be inoculation with MMR. Because, in fact, they are inoculating the child with live measles virus. As I've said so many times on the show, it causes subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis. This is autism. They changed the name to hide that fact. And both of my websites have a page from my medical book, Harrison's, which actually tells you what subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis is. When you read this, you say, oh, it sounds like they're talking about autism. And it's easiest to find on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site if you go to the Vaccine Induced Disease tab. Continuing with the story, the judgment in a provincial Italian court challenges the settled view of the majority of the medical mafia, my words, and could have profound implications in Britain and across the world. The child's parents have been awarded 140,000 euros to be paid by Italy's Ministry of Health, and they plan a civil action against the Italian government that may get them 800,000 more. But, of course, the money will never bring back the perfect and beautiful child that they had before the doctors gave him the inoculation. He is 9 but cannot speak and only sings a little to himself. He cannot hold a pencil. He has a special teacher at school to help him and finds it difficult to mix with other children. What the future holds for him or for us, we do not know. Well, what is the future going to hold for a child who can't speak, can't basically live in the world? Not much. And actually, I've put out the word to some of my international connections because I don't have time to track this family down. But my protocol would certainly help this child greatly. So I'm hoping that somebody will help me find some kind of contact information for them, because going through my protocol, becoming quote-unquote normal again, although who knows what normal would have been had the damage never occurred, but having the condition significantly reversed with a protocol that specifically addresses detoxing the vaccines and the other things that cause demyelination, especially pesticides and mold toxins, that's going to be further evidence for them as to the fact that their child was damaged. So I was glad to see that. As I said, no mention of this in the mainstream media here in the States. I'm sure that that's not going to happen. But, you know, this just doesn't seem to go away. And, of course, one of my biggest frustrations is that people only talk about autism. It's all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer and genetic damage in people and in pets. It's all of internal medicine. And I encourage all of you to go to my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site, click on the pet page, if you haven't yet done so, and read the article, Science of Vaccine Damage. Out of the UK, I found this article a few years ago. It was one of my best days when somebody sent it to me, because 19 scientific studies by non-pharma-funded veterinarians have actually proven what I've been saying all these years, that vaccines cause all these problems. And the fact that they were not funded by Big Pharma, isn't it amazing? Well, they came out with the truth. Okay, there's music, folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is World War Z for zombie. And I'm now going to get into some additional zombie information. I must say I'm getting so much information through email and Skypes and phone calls. People are keeping me advised as to what they're coming across in their own research. It's truly amazing. Feel free to call into the show and speak to the listeners yourself if you have any additional information to share. because, frankly, I just can't even keep up with it. And I don't go to the movies. I will get this movie when it's released on Netflix. But if any of you do see this movie, definitely call in and let us know what it's about. Although you can pretty much predict what it's going to be. Another zombie apocalypse type movie. But I always wonder if they're going to mention rabies virus or anything of that nature. So I was sent an article from The Blaze, which of course is Glenn Beck's network. But sometimes he does have some truth out there. And the title of this article, posted on October 25th of 2011, was that Ohio town solicits zombie volunteers to test emergency preparedness plan. And, in fact, in an effort to engage its community in a hazardous materials emergency preparation exercise, the Office of Homeland Security put out a petition for 250 volunteers to don their best zombie look, to test first responders in how they handle hazardous materials exercises. And in an attempt to maintain the realism of zombie culture, first responders who come in contact with a hazardous material will become zombies themselves. Isn't that special? And, of course, participants will get free T-shirts, and judges will award plaques to zombies with the best costumes, best makeup, and best zombie shuffle. I may have mentioned this last week. It's hard for me to keep track because I'm doing so many other shows on zombies, and I just have a huge pile of information. But I also did see a little news clip on one of the cable stations that some school had a zombie prom where all the people that went to the prom dressed up like zombies. You know, who's giving these ideas to these people in these places? You can be sure that that's some, you know, mind control going on. Zombies, zombies everywhere. First, they're making fun of it. Then they're actually scaring people with it. And, in fact, of course, very interestingly, the CDC, and it's amazing how famous my classmate Ali Khan is becoming for writing this Social Media Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse back in May 16th of 2011, you know, scaring people and mentioning how different viruses like measles and rabies could, you know, cause a zombie. How now the CDC is basically kind of pulling back. On June 4th, there was actually an announcement on the CDC, CDC to America, there is no zombie apocalypse. So while they get the fear going, and then we have all these cannibalistic reports from all over the world, there's more and more in this country all the time. Then they're trying to say is there is no zombie apocalypse. No, it's a cannibalism induced by a tweaked rabies virus. So, you know, there you go, that plausible deniability. No, there's no zombie apocalypse. We're not talking about the undead coming back to life. We're talking about brain-damaged people who have been given rabies virus. And the most efficient way to cause the infection, of course, is by inoculation with a needle in a vaccination, but of course spraying it on the population, especially in this live rabies virus quote-unquote vaccine they're delivering to nature, millions of packets all over the country. The vaccine's called Raboral, R-A-B-O-R-A-L. Check it out for yourself. It's also got a version of smallpox in it. What's up with that? But of course, those are the two most likely ways for people to become infected. And so we have the CDC warning us exactly a year ago. Now we have, as people are cannibalizing other people, the CDC saying, don't worry, there is no zombie apocalypse. But yet on June 11th, I was sent a message that Rick Wiles, who does an internet radio show as well, actually mentioned that the CDC had sponsored a vaccine clinic at high school for children bitten by zombies. I was not able to get, you know, the actual article on this. There's just so much going on. But isn't that interesting? that, you know, the CDC would come up with this fun idea of having a vaccine clinic at a high school for children bitten by zombies. Of course, in reality, I'm sure they're just going to catch them up on all the vaccines that they haven't gotten. But isn't that a cute way of basically cajoling them to get in line and get a shot? It's all a game, you see. Only this game has a possible penalty of death. So it's no joke. And as you know, in California, and they're trying to do it in New York, I don't know if it passed yet, the state legislatures are trying to make it where children can consent to vaccination without their parents' knowledge. I mean, that is mind-boggling. You know, since when did parents realize that they were sending their children to a school which is actually a health clinic, which is actually an inoculation hub? It has nothing to do with health. And this is what's going on more and more. Okay, another article that I received from a local paper here in Hickory, North Carolina. Oh, this yawning thing sometimes gets very interesting. And this is from a paper called Focus Newspaper. It's a local freebie. The June 14th to June 20th edition on page 20, there's an article, Zombie Vanity Plate Leads to Hit-and-Run Arrest. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, a woman who allegedly hit a man with a stun gun during a pedestrian hit-and-run was arrested after police say her vanity license plate made her easy to track down. Witnesses spotted her zombie license plate and reported it to the police. Now, who's going to get a license plate that says zombie? You know, that's kind of weird, you know, that you would want to basically, you know, put it out there that you're a zombie. And actually, I have a vanity license plate. Mine says no to vax, N-O to the number two vax. And I get a big kick when I'm out in traffic and I see people writing down my website, because I have bumper stickers that also say inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction and things of that nature. So, you know, the word is getting around, but, you know, it's just amazing that somebody would actually have a license plate that says zombie on it. Yeah, I'm one of them. Okay. Somebody else also sent me a very interesting site on the internet. It's zombiehub.com, and it's all about zombie taxonomy, the zombie classification system. Zombie taxonomy is the practice and science of zombie classification. Zombies are classified by their origin. This can help to determine their physical and mental characteristics. All zombies in this classification system follow the accepted definition of zombies as stated on the Zombology page. And, of course, they talk about chemical zombies, ailment plague zombies. These are zombies that suffer from some kind of supernatural disease or ailment. A bit of scratch from a zombie can lead to death. Upon death, the corpse reawakens as a zombie with a craving to feed on and kill other beings. And, of course, this is very symptomatic of the rabies virus, because that's how the rabies virus basically makes sure that it is transmitted to other living hosts so that it can continue to procreate itself. The chemical zombies are the biological zombies. Chemicals can affect the neurotransmitters used in everyday brain processes. Some chemicals can also desensitize the brain or change the personality. Could cause a person to act madder in ways that humans do not usually consciously act. Then we have dark zombies, supernatural zombies. And they are reanimated with dark magic, usually from some source of evil. Energy zombies. Some form of energy other than magic, such as space dust, dimensional forces, hairspray exposed to comet radiation, etc., causes dead tissue to come alive again. Immortality zombies. This is the case of some kind of magic curse, spell, or potion enchanting a living person to become immortal. The person cannot die of normal means. It takes the physical appearance of a living corpse, unable to die even if it wanted to, which kind of sounds like, you know, a vampire. And then we have the medically revived zombies. And there's the music. I'll get to those after the break. Isn't it interesting how many places are studying zombies?
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Without any further ado, let me welcome her to the show, Dr.